We started it. We're starting all over again. Okay. So, it's December 7th, 2004. We're going to do ATM lesson number 129, pecking movement. So, I'm going to just refer to that part of the written part of the lesson. So, again, it's like think of a chicken, a bunch of chickens out for feed. So begin noticing how you're lying there this morning, how your shoulders and your upper back, mid-back is resting. How your lower back is resting. And recall some of the lesson we did last week. And now begin by doing what we kind of finished with a little bit last week, which was to start taking the chin forward towards the ceiling. To lift your cervical spine away from the floor. And you can imagine as if you had a beard and somebody was to grab a hold of the beard and pull on it. But do it smaller. Just do this beginning movement of, that's it, arching the neck. Good. Again, so you're thinking that the chin is going directly towards the ceiling. Now, this next time that you do the movement, start with your chest. So think of your sternum lifting first. Again, as if maybe a string was attached to your sternum or a hook was there with a string on it and it was being pulled up towards the ceiling. And then as the chest or the sternum lifts, the chin begins to lift. So first the sternum, then the chin. Notice what happens with your lower back, your pelvis. And rest. Now roll over onto your stomach and place your arms resting on the floor up next to your head in a way so that your forearms are in like 90 degree angles. So not under your head, but your elbows are straight out from your shoulder blades and then from your elbows to your palms. That's it, Falk. And have your nose down on the mat or the floor. Now, in this position, imagine somebody is going to grab the back of your hair at the base of your neck, and they're going to start to pull on it so that your chin actually tucks into your chest. And your nose directs itself down towards your chest. So you really don't lift the whole head yet. It's a feeling, that's it, Susie, as if your forehead presses into the mat because somebody grabs the base of your skull where your hair is, your hairline ends, and they're pulling on it, and your chest goes into, your chin, excuse me, goes into your chest, and feel the area in between your shoulder blades lift. Your spine starts to lift in between your shoulder blades. Think of where the top of your forehead is. It ends up pressing into the floor. That's it. So really all that's lifting is the back side of you. Your head always stays in contact. That's it, Susie. That's it, Falk. That's it, Gustav. But now that's it. So see, again, somebody's pulling the back of your hair. And widen the shoulder blades, let your back lift as your chin comes into your chest. That's it. Do it even more. More, more, more. So now make the top of your head press into the floor. There! That's not so hard, is it? Good. Now, as you continue to do the movement, pay attention to the lowering or the returning back to the floor, which means that your chin moves away from your chest. So the beginning is your chin comes towards your chest, your spine lifts up towards the ceiling, and you come onto the forehead, and then as you lower down, your chin starts to move away from your chest. That's it, Susie. Okay. And everybody let that go. Roll over onto your back and rest. Okay, roll over onto your stomach again. This time, lengthen your arms long, kind of above your head, but the palms and the arms are resting on the floor, but they're long this time. That's it. Your nose is on the floor. And continue with the same movement of pulling your chin down to your chest so that the top of your head presses into the floor. Your shoulder blades widen, your back lifts, and then you move the chin away from the chest so far that your chin is jetted out in front of you and your eyes are looking forward on the wall in front of you. So explore that entire range, all in one movement. That's it, Augusta. Now come onto the top of your head. Top, 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 top. Use the head to lift. There. And now move the chin away from the chest. Feel how the back of the neck, and then that's it. Eyes forward. Stretch that chin out. How far can you stretch it out? Stretch, stretch, stretch. Good. That's it, Jay. So feel when the chin stretches forward on the floor and your eyes look on the horizon, the spine sinks in between the shoulder blades. So again, just go through the full range at your own pace, your own rhythm. Really observing, witnessing this relationship between your chin, your cervical spine, and your thoracic spine. Good. Okay. Pause, let it go, and roll once again onto your back. And now while on your back, go back to the movement of imagining that you are to have a beard. A couple of you do. And somebody pulls on your beard, and at the same time your chest lifts. So the two movements now happen simultaneously. And if you continue to pull on the chest and the beard, the eyes start to look towards the back of the room. The cervical spine creates a nice big arch with the thoracic spine. And then feel the return. So go slow enough that you can pay attention to your chin lowering itself back down towards your throat. So in this lesson, it's really important to pay attention to the active movement, and then we'll say the returning part back to neutral. Both parts are critical. That's it. Now notice what's happening in the mid-back and the lower back. See if that part of your spine is also wanting to lift. If you'd like, you can exaggerate it. And then this next time, find a way to keep your lower back on the floor. So how do you press the lower back into the floor without bending your knees? So keeping your legs long. So start off by first flattening the back. Find a way to maintain that. And then start with the chest and the chin lifting. So this is what we call putting a constraint. So you constrain part of yourself to create a higher level of differentiation in the thoracic area of your spine. So for many of you, this is really tough because you don't use the thoracic spine. You go straight from the cervical down to the lower, the lumbar. So we're constraining the lumbar so that you find how do the lower ribs. You can even place your hands along your waistline where the lower ribs are. Those can still lift, but the lower back stays flat. So how can that area open up? So it may mean to do the movement smaller. You can take a little pause and then come back to it. It's a difficult movement because we're not used to it. So you take your time keeping the lower back and your pelvis on the floor. Maybe try it with your knees bent and your feet standing. Let's see, that was an idea of Jay's, and let's see how it works. So, do the feet help the lower back stay flat? Okay, rest. You don't want to tilt your pelvis. Flat, flat, flat.
No, but I mean, if I tilt my pelvis.
That way.
Then it goes flat.
Yeah.
So, but you can't use it that way.
You can't. Yes, you can.
Oh, that's what I just said. That keeps it flat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that movement, you flatten your back.
Yeah.
Tilt your chin.
Do you still want to raise your chin? Yes. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
That's the hard part because we're not used to creating that kind of differentiation. In the thoracic spine. So most of us do all of our movement in the neck and the lower back. Okay, roll to your side and come up to sitting. You're going to sit with your knees open and the soles of your feet together. We did this a couple weeks ago. Good. And if you can rest, either rest your hands next to you or on your thigh, somewhere like that. And now in this position, begin by lowering your chin into your chest and then dropping your entire head down somewhere towards the space where your heels and your pubic bone create that circular space. So you want to think of your head as much as possible hanging like that. Okay? Now imagine that there's like a rubber band that would be attached to the floor, that space in between the pubic bone and your heels, and your chin. So you stay hanging here, but now your chin is pulled down towards the floor by the rubber band. So there's no more movement in a way like rounding or anything like that. You're in your full rounding position with your body. Your head is hanging. There's no work in the neck. And now there's this rubber band attached to your chin. And your chin just gets pulled down towards the floor where the rubber band attaches and comes back. That's the idea, Falk, but less moving the chin away from your chest. There. That's it. Straight down. So, Susie, no movement in your back. So, everybody, watch what Falk is doing. Because, again, these are hard movements. See, there's nothing happening anywhere else, but if he had a rubber band attached to his chin, you see the chin pulls down, and then it bounces back up. That's too much, Susie. Okay, so just hang down there. You're coming up beyond, so hang. Completely hang. Hang. No work. Okay, now from here, now move your chin forward. That's it. And then only come back to there. That's it. This is, remember now, this is like the chicken. You're a chicken. You're trying to get the seeds of grain on the floor. And you feel what your cervical spine gets to do. That's nice, Jay. That's the idea. Okay, so let your legs come out a little bit. Don't pull them in so much. There you go. Just relax. Hang. Hang. Good. Just hang out. Hang. Don't move this now. There you go. There's your chin. Just let your chin be relaxed here. Now bring it towards the floor. There. That's it. That's it. That's it. There's your chin. Okay. There. Okay. Now pause for a moment and bring your chin onto the horizon. You can rest your arms to the side of you if you need to. And now going back to like the pulling of your beard, imagine somebody starts to pull your chin, pulls your beard up towards the ceiling. And feel what happens with your neck, with your chest, with your spine. So they're going to pull your chin forward. So now you don't take the head too far back behind you. There's a forward movement with the back, right? They're pulling first forward and up. That's it, folks. So you don't fall. Otherwise, if you just drop back, you'll like fall back. Another way of thinking of it is that you're going to lick an ice cream cone. Use your tongue. Lick. Your tongue will tell your chin what to do. Was that so hard? Imagine that you're licking So, Augusta, you're too far back. See, you're hanging back. Sit with your hands on you. Lick an ice cream cone. Your child is holding the ice cream cone right in front of you. Use your tongue. Lick. Oh, that's not how you lick. You don't bite on your tongue when you lick. This is how you lick. Lick! Stop it. Stick your tongue out. As far as you can. So imagine it's like four stacks or four scoops of ice cream, and you're going to lick the entire four scoops. That beautiful, Jay. All the way up. See, the more you get into it and not worry about being silly, the more useful it is. Feel what happens in between the shoulder blades. The deep connection of your tongue into your spine. The more that you get into it, the more you'll feel that in your cervical spine. Good. Okay. Rest on your back. Maybe we need to do some tongue lessons. Oh, there's sphincter lessons. Okay, please roll over onto your stomach. And this time you're going to come up onto your forearms and palms. So you kind of perch yourself up so that your elbows should be right under your chest. So elbows are under wherever your breasts are, your elbows should be. There you go. Palms down. So pull them under. Where's your breasts? They're not out to the side. There you go. Okay. Now, in this position, go back to the earlier idea of hanging the head and the rubber band. So let your chin just drop, let your head just hang. Now, there's a rubber band attached to your chin and to the floor. And the chin pulls down and comes back. Way less, Susie. Don't come beyond the hanging point. So just let your chin hang. Let your head, that's it. And now pull it down to the floor and only come back to the starting position. Excellent. That's it. Beautiful. So now if you were truly a chicken, you're closer to getting the food. Right? So you're pecking. So, Fall, can you raise your shoulders? Raise your more. Your elbows aren't under your... So if you're a woman and you have boobs, where are your boobs? So your elbows have to literally be under your chest. There. That holds you up. There you go. I need them underneath you even more because I don't want your head to touch. There you go. Even more. Scoot them under you. Under, not there. That's it. Some of you might have to have your elbows almost touching. Let your head hang. And now let just the chin down and up. But not licking now. Just take the chin. That's it. It's the other movement, Falk. Where's your chin? Okay. Just hang here like that. And now just take your chin there. That's it. No tilting. That's it. It's almost like, imagine if your chin was your mouth. So your chin is trying to get the food. That's it, Jay. And it comes directly straight back up on the same plane. I know, it's hard on the arms. Good. Okay, rest on your stomach for a moment. Even though this isn't a lesson, we'll say that there's like a lot of movement. I think you all are getting warm from the intensity of the movements, you know? So it's interesting how that stimulates the nervous system so much. Okay, please prop yourself back up onto your elbows and forearms. And now this time we're going to do the range of the chin, coming down and actually pulling your chin into the chest so that the top of your head, towards the back of your head, is pointing to the wall in front of you. And then you begin to do the licking of the ice cream so that your chin, your tongue licks forward, your eyes come on the horizon, and your spine in between your shoulder blades should sink. And then you go back down, pulling the chin into your chest so that your back widens and lifts. This is what we first started with, flat on your stomach, and now you're propping yourself up. Okay, slower, Augusta, so that you feel the area in between your shoulder blades. Now, that part's good. Now, lick. Use the tongue to pull. That's better. Move that chin even more away from you. Out. Out. Good. That's nice, Jay. But take the chin out away from you even more. That's good. That's it, Falk. Okay. Good. Nice. And rest on your back. Okay, roll to your side. Come back up to sitting with the soles of your feet together. And this time, so your knees are wide apart. And this time you're going to rest your hands behind you. So you're literally leaning on the hands comfortably behind you. And once you're in that position, begin to let your head now, you can let your head fall back so that your chin is pulled, stretched up towards the ceiling. Okay? And once you're there now, so this is your neutral. You now lift the chin towards the ceiling and let it come back. So you feel how the cervical part of your spine is pulled up towards the ceiling. So, Susie, you keep the hanging. That's neutral. Uh-uh. Hang. Hang your head. No. Back. Hang. Now, don't change from there. All you do is now somebody's going to pull your chin up. That's it. And then back. Uh-uh. Back down. You don't get to lower this. This doesn't change this distance. All you do is lift up and now sink. There. Lift. It's hard. These are the pecking movements. That's nice, Jay. Good. Come back to neutral. Sit for a moment. Just rest your head. Bring your arms back to resting on your thighs or somewhere kind of in front of you. And return to the earlier movement of lowering your head, lowering yourself. Take your entire self rounded forward and truly let your head hang. And remember now when we had the rubber band attached to the chin? And attached to the floor, the space in between the heels and pubic bone. And that rubber band pulls the chin straight down. So the chin does not move away from your chest at all. So no licking, it's straight down. Good, Susie. Very nice, Jay. Okay, let it go and rest on your back again. See, this is how the chickens stay warm outside. Packing movement. They get heaters. Are you sure? I think it's the pecking movement. Okay, roll back onto your stomach again. Perch yourself up onto your forearms. So that means the elbows are right under your breasts, your chest bone. And then once you're there, you're going to lengthen your left arm. So it's a little tricky. First get yourself perched up, palms flat, and then lengthen out the left arm so that the right elbow might even have to come further underneath you to balance. So lengthen the left arm. Let the head hang. That's it. And back to the rubber band being attached to your chin. Your chin pulls down. So, Augusto, you've got to be up on your elbow. That one elbow holds you up. That's it. But maybe move it. Do you notice how your elbow, okay, both for you and Falk, your elbows are under your waistline. Have your elbow lined up with your shoulder joint. There. It's got to hold you up. It's a pillar. That's it. Lengthen the left and now let your chin, your head hang and let the rubber band pull your chin down to the ground. If you're... Find a way to balance on that arm. There. Use your palm. Your palm is lifting. That's it. That's it. Great. Okay, just rest on your stomach. Flatten yourself out. Turn your head to either side. Whatever you'd like to do to rest for a moment. Now, perch yourself up onto the left elbow and forearm. So you do the exact same movement we just did, except change arms. So find a way to balance. The left elbow should be in a straight line with the left shoulder. It's a pillar. And if you have the left palm flat, it makes all the difference in the world. If you let the wrist come up, you lose strength. The right arm is straight out from you. The head is hanging. And you're pecking. That's wonderful, Jay. You're pecking the chin. Your chin is your mouth now. And it lowers down as if to get food. Excellent, Susie. This is no easy lesson. Maybe that's the whole reason that chickens are the ones that can peck. If you can find a way to start paying attention to your neck and feel what's happening in the cervical spine, that would be wonderful. That's nice, Falk. Good. Okay. Let that go and roll onto your backs and rest. Now go back to the first movement that we started with, which was to imagine as if you had a beard, or those of you that do, imagine somebody grabs onto your beard and starts to lift your chin up to the ceiling, and see if the moment that that begins to happen, the chest engages. So the chest lifts, the chin lifts, and it's a straight up lift now. There's less of the tilting the head back. Okay? So what that means is your nose and your chin stay on the same plane as the ceiling, and the chin goes straight up now, and the chest lifts. That's it. So the whole back of your head will come away from the floor, and you could slide a piece of paper under there. That's it. Okay, now pause so that you can bring yourself perched up onto your forearms in this position. So your legs are long. You can just bring yourself up so you're leaning on your forearms. So your elbow should always be right underneath your shoulders and palms flat. Good. Let your head hang back so that your chin and your nose are directed towards the ceiling. So if you let it hang back too far, your eyes, you're going to look towards the back of the room. That's too far. Now, start to peck your chin. Start to lift the chin towards the ceiling. Excellent, Jay. So there's no more tilting backwards. You keep the nose and the chin parallel towards the ceiling. Here, and then up and back. Up. Excellent. And resting the back. Now for this position, see if you can do a couple of these pecking movements. So again, as your chin comes forward, your nose does too, and the whole back of the head lifts. So it's different than tilting the head back, right? Where I let you press the top of the head into the floor. Now there's no tilting. You're pecking. That's it, Paul. That's it, Augusta. You're pecking. Yes. So your chin and there. So now if you were a chicken in a hospital bed and they hung your bird seed over the top of you on a string, you have to peck to get it. See, I like visualizations. Whatever it takes. Could you just see a chicken strapped in a hospital bed? Bird seed hanging over them. That's it. Now notice what happens now to your chest, to your pelvis. It's not such a big deal now, is it, Jay, with the lower back? Much easier. Okay, pause for a moment. Now, bring your arms to rest above your head on the floor. So they're extended long on the floor comfortably. And just imagine as if something was going to fall from the ceiling and land on your abdomen. What would be your reaction? That's it. What would be your response? Straight down. No, then you would roll out of the way. No, so it hits your abdomen. What does the rest of your body do when it hits your abdomen? Figure it out. Oh, see, you're so smart, Susie. Right? So wouldn't your knees, your legs lift, your arms lift, right? Because the weight, let's say it's a large rock, lands right on your abdomen. But they would have to lift at the same time, right? What if I came and sat right on your abdomen? So there's this weight. Can you imagine as the weight goes right on your abdomen, what happens to the four points? So find a way to lift the legs and the arms all at the same time. But not that much, Agusta. It's like they barely lift, right? That's it. There, that's better. Rest for a minute. So it's just like the previous movement you did. The chin would peck and lift up. So add the movement of the chin. So if I came over and sat right on your abdomen, the chin, the arms, and the legs would all lift up. That's it. But Susie, no tilting of the head now. Let the head literally lift. That's it. That's the movement. There you go. Now get the legs with it. Right? Because something landed on your belly. There. That's it, Jay. That's it. Okay, pause and rest. Now imagine as if you could do something similar to what you just did, but instead of something landing on your abdomen, you're going to bring yourself up to sitting. So let's say that somebody did grab your chin or there was something hooked onto your chin and it started to pull you up and it just kept on pulling you up. How would you eventually come up to sitting? Can you use your hands? Well, see if you need to. Just do the same kind of pecking movement. Your chin, your head, that's it, Jay. And then just keep on coming. Imagine you can't, that's it, you can't go back down. That's it, sis. Did you really need the hands?
Mm-hmm.
Hardly. That's it. That's it, Jay. Do that movement first and then keep excellent. So that ties into something landing on the belly, yeah? Excellent, Susie. You must have been a chicken in your past life. Either that, right. Either way. It did get warm in here. The heater works. Good news. So try it maybe once or twice more and then you can rest. Very nice, Jay. Great, Falk. This is what you see dancers doing, you know? They effortlessly can come up from a lying position. But most of them learn to do this by straining themselves through the abdominal muscles instead of the natural contraction that's related to the chin and the neck. That's it. Okay, rest. So now just one last time while you're lying there on your back, do, let's say, just 15 or 20 quick rapid movements of the pecking so that your head completely clears the floor enough so a piece of paper could go underneath. That's it, quick. Up, down, but make sure it fully, that's it, Augusta, fully comes back down. Feel what happens in the cervical spine. That's better, Augusta. That's it, better. That's it, Jay. Peck, peck, peck. Good. Okay, and let it go and rest. And as you're resting there, just observe now how your shoulder blades are lying. How your the upper part of your thoracic area and cervical spine, the base of your neck, your head is all lying on the floor. And very slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left and just observe if the rolling now of your head is quite a bit different. As if somebody maybe lubricated it. Good. And then just take another moment to sense yourself resting there on the floor. And then when you're ready, you can roll to one of your sides. Come up to sitting and then come up to standing to feel what your standing posture is like now. So just notice in standing if it feels as if where your head is placed now, the carriage of your head is somehow different than when you walked in. Perhaps feels a little bit more back over you. For many people, as they get older, the chin begins to drift out away from them, but different than what we did in the lesson. Where the chest came forward, right? What happens for the elderly people is the chin comes forward and the chest collapses. This is not what we were doing today. It's about this all coming forward. The chest, the sternum came forward with the chin. Does that make sense? Which is very, very different. So in the return, there's a feeling as if the back of your head is more positioned over yourself. The sense of being upright, your head probably feels a lot lighter. And just notice how then your feet feel very different too. When your head is more aligned over you instead of sticking out forward. When your chin's in front of you, you feel mostly the front side of your legs, your thighs. Instead of being on top of you where you can experience the backside of yourself. Okay, you guys did very good with pecking today. Next week will be our last session before Christmas break. So everyone, I will hope that you come and we'll be here.